99.9 and WSAU.com.
All right, the gossip flying around in the entertainment world is about Kim Kardashian. And the rumors are that she spent $80,000 on various plastic surgeries to get her pre-baby body back. All right.
Surgery's easier than going to the gym.
However, she says, I dieted and exercised. That's how I got looking this much better, this much quicker. However, the other's flip side to this is Kanye West. You know, they're not married yet, are they?
They're engaged.
He proposed.
They're engaged.
All right, they're proposed.
Come on, so all of this legal. Is just plot line and episodes for a TV show.
His mother died on the operating table getting a plastic surgery procedure done.
Right.
A routine liposuction, but I believe she went to one of those out-of-the-country clinics. I think it was either in Mexico or Costa Rica, where you save money if you have some clinic that doesn't have all our regulations do it.
And I think that should be a lesson to everybody, you know? Hey, it's Dr. Nick! Anyway, apparently...
Dr. Nick Riviera. Hi, everybody!
Every surgery, $129.95. Apparently, he is saying that she cannot have any more surgery. She's saying, oh, that's a bunch of goofiness. I haven't had any surgery. I look like this naturally. Don't make me smile. Speaking of getting plastic surgery, I have here a list of celebrities that have or will turn 50 years old this year. You ready? You want to take any guesses on who might be on this list?
They'll be on the cover of Art Magazine.
Maybe, yeah. But anyway, this is these are celebrities that will turn 50 this year. And I have to say, most of them do not look 50.
I think Jennifer Aniston's still a couple of years away.
Jennifer Aniston, not on the list.
All right.
Yeah.
No,
she's like my age. She's like 47 something, 48, 47. All right, at the bottom of the list, John Stamos.
John Stamos is going to turn 50?
Yep.
He looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, he does. Greg Kinnear.
Okay.
Coolio.
He's going bald.
Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
Tatum O'Neal.
Okay.
Rob Schneider, your favorite actor in the whole world.
Yeah, he's great.
Elizabeth Shue. Quentin Tarantino. Now, I don't know if you can say that he looks good. I don't know that that man ever looked good. You know? Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt does still look nice. Seal. Easy. Lisa Kudrow.
Okay, I could buy that.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's going to turn 50.
Johnny Depp. Vanessa Williams. Brad Pitt.
And have you seen Brad Pitt without makeup? His face is pretty craggy. There was an up close picture of him, a close up without makeup.
How close do you get to these photos of Brad Pitt?
Well, in one of the magazines, they were showing him. They were doing a feature on him. And they showed this up close photo of his face, and he looks old when he's not in makeup.
Yeah,
older than 50.
Is that heartbroken? I mean, does that break your heart?
I'm just saying.
He still looks better than Charlie Sheen, who's older than he is. And Nicolette Sheridan also turns 50 years old. So we have talked about bad behavior with our celebrities in the past few episodes. You know, Alec Baldwin and others have behaved badly. There are others that have decided they don't want to be left out of that conversation. Chris Brown did not leave rehab willingly earlier this month. He was kicked out.
And he's in rehab, I don't think for drug use, but I think it's for anger management.
Yes, and the reason he was kicked
out because he couldn't control himself.
He threw a rock through the window of his mother's car. His mom was there for a family counseling session. Chris got upset because she was trying to convince him to stay for extended anger management treatment. No, I don't need it. He freaked out. Busted her car window. He was hauled back into court yesterday. The judge ordered him to enter a live-in anger management facility for 90 days. And, of course, he'll do drug testing while he was there.
What must the other people be like at the live-in anger management place?
They'll be like, oh, good, he's staying? That's awesome. Also, Sean Penn did not want to be left out of the discussion. He flipped out on a guy who took a cell phone picture of him at a San Francisco hotel the other night.
Sean Penn looks like one of those guys who's like one moment away from snapping at any particular time of the
Apparently,
day.
Apparently, Sean Penn has forgotten that the reason anybody cares about him at all is because he was at one time Jeff Spicoli.
Oh, I don't know. He's done a lot of good movies since then.
I heard that you can get his goat by yelling, "How'd you screw up the Madonna thing?"
Oh, yes, that would be. He yelled at the guy. No, he is sitting in a hotel lobby. A guy quietly just takes his picture with his cell phone. Doesn't go up and bother him, nothing. He yells at the guy, "Do we look like bleeping zoo animals? Get the bleep out of here. I'll make you eat that phone," blah, 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 blah. He explained to an employee, quote, "You guys should do something about that."
Well, do you get upset when people take your photograph in public?
No. Why should I?
It doesn't happen every minute of every day. Like,
no, of course not.
In public, people can take pictures of anything
they
want.
Yeah, public domain. You know, it's like, relax, man. Okay, we're going to skip over the A-Rod story because who cares? These are college courses being offered based on celebrities. Your decision is, are they real or fake? Uh-huh. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's a list. Real or fake? Bruce Springsteen's Theology. Real or fake?
Real.
That's real.
It is real. Papa Don't Preach, an anthology of political techniques of Madonna.
Real.
I believe that's real also.
No, it's fake. Is it important, the absurd popularity of Radiohead? Real or fake?
Radiohead is big, particularly in Europe. Real.
No, it's fake. Being a Belieber, the bandwagon in the cult of social media. Real or fake?
That sounds real.
Real?
Yeah, it's fake. Gaga for Gaga, sex, gender, and identity. Real or fake?
Real.
Real.
Yeah, it's real. The sociology of hip-hop, the urban theocracy of Jay-Z.
Real.
No, Jay-Z is not fake.
It's real. Let me go one more here. The Beatles, popular music in society.
Real.
Absolutely real. Learning from YouTube. Real or fake?
Fake.
No, wait a minute. There are legitimate YouTube classes where you can actually learn things. Real.
Yeah, it is real. Not Israel, but it is real. And Milli Vanilli and the Art of the Ruse in the Public Space. Real or fake?
No, that's fake.
I don't think they're particularly artful.
Yeah, no,
fake.
It's fake.
There is a class in one of the Ivy League schools on The Simpsons.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, now I'm going to play something for you. This is these are comments made by our favorite home matron, Miss Martha Stewart. They may have been taken out of context.
Ah.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
It's appropriate for us to play it now because it's not quite 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy.
And now, things that Martha Stewart says that sound dirty but aren't.
Lovely. So now take off your apron. Five-fingered palm. There it is. Look how big that is. It looks real nice. It's not as hard as you think. Well, here we have it. We have more meat than you can possibly imagine. These two can be drained until they're glossy and stiff. 2 inches deep. And the inside, moist. So now we can do the rest by hand. Yum. Wow.
That was things that Martha Stewart says that sound dirty but aren't.
You people need your head examined.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.